You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1441.
Deals are closed by asking questions, by getting commitments, by having the sellers talk and drive the bus, right? While you are blowing the wind.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
So today is going to be a quick episode on how to make sellers an offer. And hint, I don't do a presentation. So let's talk about how to make sellers an offer. And one of the epidemics that I see is sellers will say, well, make me an offer. And you will see wholesalers shoot out an offer like they present this thing on a platter. And the seller says yes or no when the conversation is over. And every once in a while, a blind squirrel catches an acorn or a nut. I got to tell you, this, in my opinion, is one of the worst ways to do business. Deals are closed by asking questions, by getting commitments, by having the sellers talk and drive the bus, right? While you are blowing the wind, okay? You are blowing the wind and blowing them in the direction that they are already going. And so the first step to quote unquote getting a number or making an offer to a seller is asking them what they want for the property. And you need to ask a seller five different ways. One of the ways that we do that is, Mr. Seller, if I could pay all cash and close quickly, what would be the best price you could give me if I paid for all the closing costs and there were no commissions to pay? And then listen. And they may give you a number, maybe they won't. Okay. Number two, if you're still quiet, don't talk. Because I find this is where most people can ask that question. They can use the script that I've talked about in these other podcast episodes. But then when they feel resistance, the seller says, give me a number. They then go into the presentation mode, right? They present the offer where they get a little uncomfortable. And it's okay. You need some friction in your life. You and the seller need friction to do a deal together because friction sticks. So the next thing I'll say, well, give me a ballpark of what you were thinking. And then listen. And then three, I'll say, give me your best guess. Okay. And that's the third thing you say. The fourth thing I'll say is, look, do you know what other houses have sold in the area? Right? Do you want to sell at full retail, or what kind of discount would you be willing to take in exchange for a little speed and convenience here? Okay. That's the fourth way. Now, if the seller is not giving you a number here, eventually they've been, you know, trained not to give a number. So the last thing I would say at this point is simple, right? Is I would give them a price very, very, very low, right? This is a stealth mismatch. I've talked about this in the no limit selling system. But what I'm talking about right there is if you go really low and have some courage, that is something we call stealth mismatch. So let's just say you know that you could pay 150 and you offer 100. The seller now is going to be like, either yes, which by the way, if they say that, great. But if they don't, they say, oh, no, I couldn't go that low. I would need at least 130. So by you going really, 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 really low, they bounce back and gave you the number. So I want you to start there, ask five different ways and try to get a number. You got to start there. Now, this is a process, the dance. Okay, so now you know you're there, you're on a number. The next part, you use the range technique. So now once they give you a number, you say, okay, so let's say you want a 160. So you take what? Between 140 and 160? And you start going there and see if the seller has pliability there. 140 to 160. They say, no, 150 to 160. I'll say, okay, so 145 to 160. And you'll see that if that stops working, if you do it twice and it doesn't work, you know you're kind of at that number. And finally, once I have that number, I'm going to use one more question and say, is that the best you can do? Can you do better? And I'm going to wait. And if I got a really, really, really good deal, I'm not going to push it. But if I don't, I may keep pressing. Don't be scared of friction. If you get stuck on price, then go to the other terms. Go to closing dates, right? Go to move out date. Go to can they leave stuff behind? What's going to happen after they move? Okay, now you know the range. At that point, if you have not come to an agreement on a number, I'd say, look, it seems like we've got all the other terms worked out here, but I was at 140, you're at 160 here. What do we do about that? Now you've built more rapport. They like you. They trust you. They're mentally in their new place. Life is good. They are either going to come down or not come down. Okay. If you get them down, great. If they don't, well, now you're going to have to decide if you can live with that number or walk away. But now I would say, okay, Mr. Seller, what if I could close in 7 days? You could leave your stuff behind. I'll pay for all the closing costs and commissions. We'll use a local title company, as you said, and I could give you your $145,000 that you wanted. What would be the next step? Right? Notice I'm not presenting an offer. I'm asking a question. Say it casually. Be confident, but friendly. And hey, I don't need this deal, but if you want to do it, I'll do it. Right? And they say, well, I guess we get the paperwork started. Great. Grab the paperwork, put it to paper, make it their idea, and then take it to close. Okay. Very, very, very simple. I'm going to review. Number one, make sure you're asking the seller at least 5 different ways. Okay. If you want to listen to the episode again, you'll hear me again talk about that. Do not be scared of a little friction there. Number two, use the range technique to range the seller into the price that you need. Number three, ask, is that the best that you can do? Number four, if you're stuck on price and you're not where you want to be, work out the other terms and then ask, hey, listen, we got all the other terms worked out. Seems like we're 20K apart on price. What do we do? Okay. If you're at where you're at, you've got to decide whether you want to do the deal or walk away. If you've got the number, say, what do you want to do next? Repeat all the terms. Have them say, let's put it to paper. If they don't say that, say, would you like to put it to paper and get started? And they'll say, yes, pull out the paper, sign the agreement, let them know what's going on. And hopefully you have a nice, fat, juicy wholesale deal on your hands. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. I would love to connect with you in the Wholesaling Inc. Facebook group. Go ahead and check that out at wholesalingconnect.com. So I hope you enjoyed today's show and I will talk to you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.